Hi there, this is Jacqueline, Andy Nelson's wife. For years now, you have been hearing our son Will tell about how fun it is to travel with Dad, order pizza, and swim in hotel swimming pools. Well, now our kids are grown up and have moved away, and Andy is spending more time at home. He likes to cook but doesn't do dishes. He and his dog track up the kitchen, and now he's decorating the house with horseshoe art. He is a dandy cowboy poet and humorist, but a lousy interior decorator. So, give Andy a call at 307-360-8776 or email him from his website, cowpokepoet.com. Let's get him scheduled to perform at your next event. It works out great for all of us. You'll enjoy some outstanding entertainment, I'll get Andy out from underfoot, and we'll all have a fun weekend.
Well, by golly, we made it all the way back from the two-holer.
Ooh, yeah.
And now we're on to the next
thing.
Which happens to be cowboy poetry.
Yeah.
Baxter Black is riding along with us. You betcha. This week he is reciting Cow Committee.
At the start of all creation, angels sat upon a cloud, an odd conglomeration of buckaroos from near and far. But not there from the city. Their job, to build a brand new beast. They were the Cow Committee. Now me, I'd like some floppy ears, suggested Texas Jake. Floppy ears that freeze plumb off on the powder of the snake. Up north we need some curly hair, said Colorado Bill. Hide that's tight and hair that's thick to ward against the chill. Hold your horses, one and all, said Omaha Eugene. Nebraska needs a fleshy cow, a real corn machine. She'd waste away, cried Tucson Bob. What we need's a hump. One who'll live on tumbleweeds and run from clump to clump. How about horns? Said Oakdale Pete. Don't need them in Des Moines. We'll make some with and some without and some with tenderloins and some with sheaths that drag the grass. And some so dadgum tall to hear a calf down on the ground she'd have to place a call. I'd like them roan, said Shorthorn Mike. No black, said Angus Tink. White or red, said Hereford Hank. I'd even take them pink. Whatever suits you tickles me. Said Juan from Mexico. I second that, said Crossbred Jack. Just make them so they grow. And they made some white. And they made some blue, and they made some orange and spotted. They never made a green one, but they made them tall and squatted in every shape and every size. But no one had decided how to make the perfect cow. On that, they were divided. This went on for days and days. In fact, it never ended. Each time they'd reached some middle ground, the project was amended. And they still meet from time to time and argue with their leaders. The Cow Committee carries on. They're now the purebred breeders.
That is by far one of my favorites.
Yeah.
Man,
yeah,
oh man.
That is one of the best ones of Baxter.
Oh, man, yeah, and it's so true.
Can you just see that happening?
Yes, you can.
Yes, you can.
Yeah,
you can see
right.
It happening.
Absolutely.
Everybody's sitting around a big round table.
Yeah, yeah, saying, no, these are the best.
This is what we need to have.
Yeah, yeah, that's right, yeah. Well, we're on to the next thing.
On to the next thing.
All right. We got rid of vinyl records and eight tracks
and cassettes.
And we moved
even on. CDs.
See, I know, and CD is now an obsolete.
Yeah,
they don't make vehicles with CD players.
No,
in them
they
anymore.
Don't.
That ticks me off.
That chaps me too.
Me too, because I got a whole closet full of CDs. Yeah. I'm trying to sell.
That's
still.
Right. You have to put them on jump drives now.
Right? Yeah. Flash drives. And
yeah.
I don't know what's next,
on
for heaven's sakes.
Thing?
I mean, we've got digital downloads. What could possibly...
Don't ask. Do not.
Can we just stay with this? Can we stop? Let's stop here.
Stop.
We'll stop with this one, and then we'll just call that good.
And yeah.
All and right.
How much is enough?
Well, you know, it's interesting because sometimes you move on to the next thing and you revert back to what worked.
Exactly.
Right?
You know, that brings up a point.
Okay.
The last, year and a half?
Yeah.
We've been going through a nationwide cell phone upgrade.
Oh, yeah.
Is your phone working better?
No.
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 It is not.
One of my sons actually bought a flip phone. He says, I've had it. I've had it with this thing. And he bought a flip phone.
Nice.
Yep. You can still buy a flip phone, obviously.
I didn't know you could do that.
Yeah. Other than the fact that I can't send him pictures and stuff like that.
Right.
Well, I can, but they're just like an inch high. You got to have really good eyes in order to look at them. But,
well, and he's probably young enough he can still see them, but I can't.
Well, he's had it. He's had it with technology.
Yeah.
And he went back to a
flip
phone. Yeah. Well, you know, like I said, sometimes you move on to the next thing and then you revert back to what worked best.
Quit upgrading.
Right.
Was Windows 10 okay?
Holy crap.
Did Windows...
Oh, don't start. Don't start me here because we went from buying a program to a subscription now.
Right.
Yeah, so now they can continually bleed you dry. All right? So
on to the next thing.
On to the next thing. And it the subscription thing has ticked me off.
You and me both.
I'm about to just throw everything out the window.
Yeah. Where's that banjo?
Yeah, right. Let's throw another banjo on the fire.
Throw another confuser on the fire.
I'm
going to
throw another computer on the fire. I'm with you on that one. Well, you know, folks are making and buying vinyl records again.
They are.
Yep.
They are.
I know it.
We're headed back, aren't we?
Yeah, our buddy Bren Hill, he's gonna put out
a vinyl
record.
Good for him.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, you mentioned, because as we have taken music off of vinyl and put it onto our digital computer, you have mentioned that you like the white noise.
I do.
Yeah.
That's part of the greatness of the beauty of it.
Snap, crackle, pop.
Well, yeah, because when you digitize things,
sure,
you take the valleys out, you take the peaks out, and you miss about half of it.
Well, and here we go. All right. We can start talking about the auto-tune. Okay? So anybody can sing into a microphone, and auto-tune can make you sound like Shania Twain.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. I don't want to sound like...
I don't
like,
either. Yeah. No. Sam Elliott. Sam Elliott, then I'm good. But
Jack Hanna.
Right. Okay. There you go. Yeah. See? And there is, there's a lot of that in modern music.
There is.
Right now. I have listened to somebody live and thought to myself, man, they don't sound nothing like
nothing.
They do on a recording.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Anyway.
AI.
Yeah.
Not.
Don't
artificial.
Start. Insemination?
Yeah.
Don't start me. All right, we need to go to our last song.
What?
Here. Yeah, Jill Jones and the Lone Star Corral's riding along with us. It's a new day.
I got up with the cows this morning, proud to be alive. Outside, the sun is shining in a cloudless sky. I can see the new plow. Look like corduroy. John Deere tractor in the cornfield looks just like a shiny toy. It's a new day. Here comes the morn. It's a fresh start. And there's a lot to be done. It's a new time. And I feel like singing. It's a new day. Gonna rise like. Fill my cup of coffee, listening to the news outside. my fingers, the sun upon my neck. First green shoots are slowly pushing, life is coming back. I know I'll spend a long time learning all I need to know, but this old world keeps right on turning, round and round and round we go. It's a new day, here comes the morning, it's a fresh start and there's a lot to be done. It's a new time and I feel like singing. It's a new day, gonna rise like the sun, gonna rise like the sun.
Well, that signals the end of another Clear Out West radio show.
On to the next thing.
Then we're on to the next thing.
Yeah.
Next fad. How about exotic ranching?
Wait a minute.
What's the next thing? What's the next thing?
You're scaring me now.
No, don't think of it that way. Think of it. Do you remember back when it was a fad? We're going to raise something.
Zebus?
Yeah, we're going to.
Zebras?
Zebras. We're going to do emus. Yeah, we're going to do ostriches.
Ostriches.
Yeah. The exotic ranching. I remember when we were kids and one of the local ranchers decided they were going to do beefalo.
Beefalo. Yeah. Why not?
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, it's so much better meat. It's wonderful. Blah, blah, blah. Okay. What
there's a,
they went back.
There's a couple problems
to beef.
That.
Okay, yeah. Well, raising and selling buffalo.
Right.
Okay,
right.
Now
you're going to step in.
I am. I know. I am.
You're stepping in.
I'm going to get in big trouble here. But like that old boy that the buffalo rancher from the eastern side of the state told us.
Right.
He said, enough with patience and perseverance. A guy can get a buffalo to do exactly whatever they want.
Exactly whatever he wants.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Exactly.
And there's a reason why we don't raise buffalo.
Right. 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 Yeah, electric fences.
Oh, my.
Yeah, I mean, keeping them in. Yeah,
keeping them in and keeping my Beefmaster bull out.
Well, and it's a big boutique thing, you know. Oh, the meat is so good for you. It's so much better than beef.
It is, Lean.
What?
Except for the hump.
Well,
what did the chief eat?
The hump.
The hump.
The hump.
Where all the flavor from the fat was.
Well, and it's also how you feed them.
Uh-huh.
Okay, and if you put them in a feed like you do a cow.
Cow.
Okay, anyway, I'm going to get off my soapbox. All right.
Buy beef.
Yeah, buy beef. That's all I'm going to say.
Yes.
Just buy beef.
Just buy beef.
That's right. Shetland ponies back in the 70s were huge.
Yeah.
They were going to make millions off of them.
Oh, yeah.
And then the craze crashed.
Yeah.
And they had all these Shetlands.
Well, you know, and they were raised for a reason.
Right. That's right.
To pull a cart in the mine.
You got it. Hey, folks want to stay tuned for next week.
Absolutely.
So, that's right. Things you learn from a farrier.
Oh, that ought to be a good show.
So stay tuned.
I will.
And folks, we want to thank you for taking us into your homes and into your feed trucks. And always remember,
don't stand behind a coughing milk cow.
Yeah, let's just move on
to the next thing.